This is CliffCentral.com.
Podcast today, 2 to 3, catch the worst guys live on cliffcentral.com, or download the podcast and listen to it at your own convenience. Like, we gonna live forever.
yeah, we live in the future.
Oh, so nice. You know what would finish this off well? You know what would finish this really well? We're the future, baby.
So you're saying people are gone, eh?
Eh?
I'm saying you're saying how people are gone. People our age, if they haven't started, they might be gone forever. In terms of following their dreams and shit.
What happened?
I'm asking you.
Yeah.
I want to know what it takes for a 45-year-old to be like, fuck it, I'm chasing my dreams. Maybe it's a divorce.
Yeah. Ask Sanders. Ooh. Colonel Sanders.
Oh, did he start a KFC after divorce?
Colonel Sanders' story is $2, bro. He lost. You know what? Dog, that guy had no white privilege. Trust. That's why niggas support this shit.
Yeah, he's a nigga. Colonel Sanders fell in love with the niggas. All right. I'll check his story out. I didn't know he was a man of the blacks. Not one chicken licking wing in sight. You cannot beat this. All right. Let's plug in here and start doing the things that make the pots to be done. Okay. What do you do when you think you could be an icon? Because all these ladies get to screaming with the lights on. Are you ready?
Is you ready? Is you ready, babe? Is you
ready? All right, let me ask you a really important question.
Let me ask you a really important question, guys. Are you living your dream? That's the only question that matters. All right.
Was that throwing you off?
Nope.
Didn't think so. Doo-doo-doo. How you doing, young lady? The feeling that you're gonna drive me crazy. H.
That's a high school throw.
Can I tell you, hey, bro, but like, if you listen to, like, the music that we grew up with, bro.
Yeah.
Like, there were some bad men. And like, no wonder some of these men out here these days, like, it's in a incline of bad men.
Our music has been for bad men. Musicians are bad men in general, though.
But what I'm saying
even
like,
the female ones. No matter what I do.
I told you these people don't listen.
Even when I'm with my boo. Alicia Keys promoting infidelity here. Then she's gonna say men are trash.
That was Kelly.
Was it? Who? Kelly Rowland.
Yeah.
Had it. All black sound the same.
Whoa. Oh, you're gonna do that one.
You cannot beat this.
You cannot beat this.
I think that's what I'm gonna start saying. Everything, even if I say something as like slightly racist. Even if I'm talking about Asians or whatever.
No, if somebody calls you out, that's when you pull it out.
You cannot beat this.
You cannot beat this.
Right. No, that's racist. Hey, you cannot beat this, bro.
All right. Beautiful.
Let's get it going.
All she needed was some.
I just want to let it play. Because we're not getting paid for this podcast, so Samuro can chill.
At a Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. They mad at me too, I got more fire. Why these bitches see you? Go home, Roger.
We're not getting paid yet.
Yeah. Do you realize that when we get a sponsor, we'll have to pay for playing this song, bro? I'm so bleak.
Really?
Yeah. For the seconds that you use. Because, like, you know, I applied to Samuro and you can't play somebody's song without them getting their royalties. So, firstly.
Yeah, that's if you, yeah.
Yeah,
the minute you start profiting.
Yeah, profiting off of the thing. Mm. So, guys, just know that we are doing this out of passion, out of love for all of you. My name is Malcolm Dlili. I'm hanging out with Riabeso Sesele.
The one and only.
And this is The Worst Case. It's the only podcast about changing the world. That's all it's about, right?
I mean, if you go and have a look at the content we've put out before, things we've spoken about, you know, thought-provoking conversations. What if women were in power?
You know? We always go there. We tickle your brain. We tickle it. Anyway, welcome to The Worst Guys. This is a podcast with myself, Riabeso Sesele, and another member, John Ngamane, who's all the way out in London
UK.
At RADA, flourishing. He called us last night on a video call, had the dopest chats with the homie.
And Lambda as well. Homie, like, he's getting the full experience. You know when, like, Caucasians come to South Africa?
Yeah.
They don't go for white people, they want the full African experience.
Yeah.
So he's going to the UK to get the full acting experience.
Yeah. And he's going to be on Rhythm City next week, 4th of September. Check it out. What time does Rhythm City play?
7 o'clock.
It's been a while since I've been on the SABC streets.
I wonder why.
I'm not saying it's because I'm rich. It's actually because I'm really poor and I don't even have a TV. So SABC is for poverty. That's poverty TV. I'm below the poverty line when it comes to TV. I don't even have a TV to say I can watch that thing. But anyway, if you do catch our boy John Ngamane, he's going to be on Rhythm City next week, or the 4th of September rather. That's the first one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then many, many more after that. Yeah, man. So welcome to The Worst Guys. Today's topic is something that has been on our minds for a while now. We've just now thought about how we're going to approach it, because people get easily offended these days. I actually saw an Instagram post this morning by Gareth Cliff.
Yeah, I saw that about the different generations.
Yeah.
And the millennial heroes.
Yeah. 2000s, we get offended. That's our thing. We love getting offended.
But, you know, I think every generation is different. They all have their own problems. Like right now, I don't have the problem of, you know, oh shit, I'm going to have to go to war after high school kind of vibe.
Yeah. This is the thing, like, I think forever there will always be a struggle for the generation living, because the truth is we can always do better, right?
Correct.
So I always have the firm belief that no matter what, you should be fighting for something. There's no point where we'll get to where we're like, okay, perfection, you know? It's like you as a human being, you can always grow. You can always get better. Mm-hmm. There's no way you will ever be a perfect human being, no matter how hard you work on yourself. You know, and that's something that I also take seriously of myself, is making sure that
you understand
every day,
your flaws.
Yeah, I understand my flaw and I work on fixing them every single day, you know. But that's just coming from self-awareness, and that's an important thing that I think people miss in their lives, being aware of themselves and the impact and influence that their decisions have on the rest of the world. So anyway, this is the post I was talking about by Gareth Cliff. In the 1300s, the problem was, I'm dying from the Black Plague. In the 1800s, I'm 9 and I work in a factory. Wow, that would have been pretty mal. 1900s, I'm off to fight in a war. 2000s, I'm offended. That's where our problems have come to. But you see, for us, it's like 1300s, oh, I'm a slave. 1800s, oh, I'm a slave. 1900s, oh, I'm a slave. 2000s, oh, I'm a new slave. You know what I mean?
I see.
Slavery been our problem. You cannot beat this. You cannot beat this.
Slavery was as consistent as the side chick to the nigga who's still dating different chicks, and he's like, oh, sorry, this is my new girl. By the way, this is my side chick. She's been here. Can we continue with her? Yes? No? Okay, bye.
Yeah. So today what we're talking about is, did I offend you? There's a lot of things that we seem to not be able to say these days, because everybody gets offended, not only for themselves, but on behalf of other people that they probably don't even relate to in any real way, except for the fact that society dictates that you can't say this. You see, I think freedom of speech to a large degree is a myth. It really is. I mean, like, just say it out loud, see how it feels, you know? But when you say it out loud, people condemn you. Kanye West is the perfect example when he said slavery is a choice. I know we've mentioned this before, but what came up for me is the point of, you know, in Black Panther, when Killmonger got stabbed. Sorry if I spoiled it for you, but if you haven't watched it now, actually, fuck you. But when Killmonger got stabbed, and then he's like, do you want to stay with us? Should I bury you here? Whatever. He's like, no, leave me here, because just like my ancestors, I knew that death was better than bondage. So what he's saying is that the slaves who jumped overboard made the choice,
a conscious choice,
to not be a slave.
Mm.
I'd rather die than be a slave. But everybody raved at Killmonger's line. They were like, yo, this is so deep. But Kanye West says slavery is a choice, and all of a sudden it's like, I think, like, if you ran away from the plantation, you got shot. Your choice was, I'd rather get shot and killed than to continue to be a slave. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, let's talk about getting offended. How do you find it, right? So this is coming from the angle of comedians, right? Because as you know, or may not know, we host a comedy show every Thursday at Giovanni's, and it's always a vibe.
And it's always hot.
Yeah, because there's literally a fire inside. So that's not even a figure of speech. It's literally hot in there. So we host a show every Thursday, and a lot of the time people get touched, right? And people are saying that it's very difficult to do comedy now because crowds are so sensitive. And they really are.
Did we not have a situation where shit hit the fan on numerous occasions?
Yeah.
Some weren't, some blew way out of proportion to the point where we had to, it's a wrap.
Yeah. That's a wrap, folks. The best example I could think of is when Dylan Oliphant came to our show. And there was a heckler, right?
No, that was a heckler on steroids.
Yeah, she was way too drunk. And she kept heckling, chatting, adding onto the show as if comedy's a team sport. And Dylan Oliphant got frustrated and upset. He's like, no, don't participate. This is not a team sport, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And she continued until a point where he lost it. And
she wanted to, like,
she's like, you seem so angry. She seems so angry. Come, let me give you a hug. And then Dylan Oliphant says, I don't hug white people. And that's when she's like, no. You can't say, what makes me being white so bad? No, I'm actually leaving now. And, you know, her eyes start watering. She starts leaving the room.
Hey, then it's a whole debate. And
dude, to be honest with you, if she hadn't responded like that, I would have just let that slide. It wouldn't have triggered me in any way. I'd just be like, ha ha ha, niggas making a joke about white people, because white people have been a joke, you know, in terms of what they've done to the world. So they deserve, firstly, let me say this. There's nothing that anybody can say about white people that will make me feel bad for them. I'll never feel sorry for white people. I'll tell you that now. It's not that I don't love people who are white. I'm just saying, like, the shit that you've done, or the position that we're in, is because of whiteness. And we can only ridicule it now. That's all we have, because our people are still fucked, you know? So firstly, it didn't even trigger in my brain that he said something crazy. But you know when it really got to me was when Azaria, one of our regulars at Giovanni's, she stood up and she actually called him out. She's like, no, you can't say that. If you don't like her, say, I don't hug you. Don't make it I don't hug a white people thing. But I still do think that Dylan Oliphant was generally directing it directly at her.
Yes.
I'm sure Dylan Oliphant hugs white people, you know.
The thing is, like, Couch Ninja was right there in the room.
White guy.
I think,
obviously by the name.
Couch Ninja was right there in the room. I think it just totally flew past everybody that, you know, surely Dylan didn't mean it like that, you know. And it was almost like, since he's making all of the retorts part of his set, that was part of his set. And he's been rebuttaling to who? This heckler specifically.
Mm.
I think maybe the generalization was caught by people in a different way. But that's the assumption that they made.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it more and more, because Azaria is quite woke.
Yeah. She's very, like, I see where she's coming from, and that's 100%.
Mm.
I hear her point. But at the same time,
it's a comedy room. Like, my whole thing when it comes to comedy is that if it can happen in this world, we can talk about it.
Mm.
Somebody needs to be able to talk about it, and there's nobody else who has a platform like a comedian to mention these things. As long as you make it funny. Be funny or they'll kill you. That's just it. Or maybe Dylan flopped there in the sense that it wasn't funny, although I giggled a little bit. But
no, man. That after that, it was like a little bit of laughter. And then I think the fact that there was laughter at his response is what triggered her.
Yeah. All right, so the world is fucking rough.
Yeah.
There's bad shit that happens in this place. And I also saw another tweet recently that said, okay, the things you can't make jokes about, religion, rape, mental illness, I forgot what the other few words. I'm like, there's nothing that you can't make a joke about. If it can happen, why are we hiding from it? You know?
Like, at work. There's a homie who stutters, and me, I don't have any remorse for anybody. So I go in on every single person,
as you should,
from the manager down to the security guard, right? Yeah. And yo, why did I actually say that down to the security? But
climb the ladder, bro.
And then as soon as he got there, and then I heard the stutter for the first time. Yo, I was already. Target locked, ready to fire.
Yeah.
You know, then the managers already said, whoa, no, don't
have it for the stuff.
I'm like, why are you making him feel so special?
Yeah, we're all the same. And if somebody can diss me for my skinny calves, I can diss you for your stutter. I didn't choose to have skinny calves. He didn't choose to have a stutter. We're all flawed. There are imperfections in this world that need to be addressed.
Do you know how fucked up it is? Because my ears have a point at the top, like Everest, my boy. So now, December time, it's always a heck where, mommy, you look like an elf. And it's like, fuck, fucking discipline your child? You know, I go through such shit.
You know,
I don't get emotional. I leave my emotions at home, dog.
Mm. Okay, so let's talk about it from this angle, right? Because, you know, you and I, and this podcast is very much about the revolution and changing the direction that the world is going. Do you think that there is some validity to the offense? In the sense that there's just certain behaviors and certain things that we're curving away from that we're just no longer allowing in society. You know, what role do people play in changing that? Because the first thing is your words, right? Your words are the first determinant of your thoughts. And then your actions are the best. Actually, you can just respond to that question, but I want to say something about it afterwards. Yeah.
No. Finish it off.
Okay. I'm saying, like, your actions are more of an indication of what you're thinking than your words.
Mm.
You know, you can say a lot of shit, but it cannot be your real life.
Okay.
You know, you can come to Joburg. Nobody knows you. You can say, I'm from Cape Town. I've got 5 BMWs. I've got a whole lot of naked bitches in my pool right now. They're waiting for me. I'm going to get onto my helicopter and then I'll be back next week. You've said a whole lot of things. But if that's not real, it doesn't matter. It's nothing for me to take seriously.
Mm.
You know, I don't take you seriously. And that's why I think you can make jokes about anything as long as that's not who you are.
Your reality.
And that's not what you are. You know? Mm. And I think something that our audience is struggling with is cognitive dissonance. You know, suspending disbelief and engaging in the idea of what the comedian or the person who's speaking is trying to get across, as opposed to the actual words that he said. People like to respond. People want to get triggered. So they immediately say something, you know, just because, no, he mentioned rape. You can't. But that shit is happening all the time. You know, like when I say I have a joke about gay people, you know, I don't want to die at Beefcakes.
Mm.
People get offended at that. People literally got shot and killed in this club, you know?
In America.
That's the real problem. Not what I have to say about it. It's already been done. You know? But I've gotten to the point in my life where I don't allow society or my peers to dictate how I feel about certain things. You know, I think our generation in particular struggles with this herd mentality.
Sheep.
As soon as something comes out and there's a general opinion about it, we've all got to have the same opinion. Otherwise, you get ousted by the social justice warriors.
And that's generally the trend, bro.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I knew it when it was the Trump time.
Yeah, that's a good example.
And everybody was like, oh, fuck. No, what are they doing? You know? Dude, they wouldn't have wanted Hillary either way. The same people that are saying, oh, fuck, they didn't want Hillary either way. So you got to choose the devil. Which devil are you going to go for?
Yeah.
And we had started out, well, you changed along the way, but that was for a reason. But I was saying, there's a reason why he's there. And we might not see it now, but there's a reason why he's there. And there's some things that have been brought to light that we've spoken about that have happened, that if he wasn't there, we wouldn't have had those conversations or have taken action in those specific ways. So sometimes you need that bad.
To cause the dialogue.
That's why I said there's bad, good people. There are good, bad people. You know? Wherever there's darkness, there's light. Wherever there's light, there's darkness.
Yeah.
So, in any way,
you'll take what you take out of it.
Exactly.
And that's another thing is, I also do believe that what you see in others is actually what you see in yourself.
If you there's know? A problem that you see in others,
that's you.
That's a problem that you have.
Because, like you said, there's light and there's darkness in everybody. So what I choose to see of you is, if I choose to see darkness, is because I see that in myself. And I'm like, yes, I can't believe this guy is like that. Because you also know deep down inside there's a part of you that's like that. But if I choose to see you and I see your positive energy, I'm like, yo, this guy is positive all the time. You know, I'm there, I'm about that. That's more a reflection of me and what I want out of my life, as opposed to thinking that, you know, I see you outside of me. And I'm judging your bad behavior outside of me as if it doesn't exist, as if I don't know it. But we're all the entire universe. We all know everything about each other. I tell people I can never be judged by anyone because I know who you are. And the reason why I know who you are is because I am you. We're all human beings. We all want the same things. We all have similar fears. And we choose which side we want to lean on, ultimately. But I just want to go back to the idea of freedom of speech, right? And what we are and aren't allowed to say. We're so lucky and privileged. Like, for the first time in my life, I felt privileged. You cannot beat this. To be on a platform like Cliff Central, where we're uncensored. I don't think I'd be able to go back to normal radio.
No, you can't. That's
even if they paid me a shitload of money, I'd feel like I'm deterring myself to a big extent because I can't really say the thing that I really want to say, you know?
So, once you've been exposed to this side, it's hard to go back. It's like, it's as undeniable as the truth.
Yeah.
The minute you get a taste of it, the minute you get a taste of real people being around you, real conversations, it's hard to entertain fake people and small talk.
Like, I hate small talk.
It becomes overbearing.
Yeah, like, come.
Fuck. I go on him. Like, really? Oh, so, okay. What's going on in life? You good?
Yeah. Let's talk about the real thing. Are you happy? Let's go straight for the heart, the bullet. And a lot of people, they get scared of that question because they hate the answer.
You know, something so simple as when they ask you, are you happy, all right? They say, what? As if they're so confused. But they just ask them, yo, bro, did you see the drop suspension on that Porsche when they took the transmission out? And I'm like, yeah, dude.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
comprehend.
Yeah. Like,
what the fuck?
Yeah. Okay, so I just want to touch on derogatory terms, derogatory words, because we have this guy, Adam Cassavellos, saying kafir and all this shit. And dude, by the way, there's so many more of these videos are coming out. These guys are like everywhere, dude. And I know, I really know that not all white people think like that. But can I tell you, after that video came out, it does feel like it. Whenever I'm walking around, and let's say I'm the minority. Firstly, I don't know why I'm the minority.
It's like they know shit we've been busted.
Yeah. It's like, fuck.
No, but here's my thing. I've told you this before.
Mm.
Like, I even feel safer around a drunk black person than a drunk white person.
Because
I don't know if they're, you know, they're housing negative thoughts about black people, and now he's got liquid courage to act a fool. You never know.
Is that some karate juice?
Exactly. Mm. You know, especially, dude, you don't know which Joburg white guy knows MMA, my guy.
Even the skinny ones, bro.
Yes, yeah. I've seen the realest shit, and I'm not about that life, bro. I'm out here to love.
Okay, so let's talk about derogatory terms. Firstly, I'll start with the K word. Because I've recently written a joke about it, and then the Castavellas things happened. And firstly, about that video, I wasn't really offended. I found it hilarious. Like, Castavellas is a GOAT. Greatest racist video of all time. He's going to go down in history books. He's peaked at life. Now he's famous. He's made it. You haven't made it until you've gotten some death threats. So I genuinely didn't feel anything. And that's one of those things where, on social media, you're expected to be angry. You're expected to respond. He called us all the K word. How can you not be angry? I'm like, guys, this is who he is, bro. He was being true to himself. Let him be. I'm not going to be able to delete that racism from him, no matter how angry I get. So that's the first one. So that's the first one. I'm not offended by that. The second is terms like bitch, hoe. What else is there? Cunt.
Defab.
Another word for bitch. These are the trigger words in our generation. Fat. Bitch, if you fat, you fat. I wanted to try add all of the words, but I couldn't string a sentence together.
Yeah. That's like two shots. That's a double barrel shotgun. Dude. Bitch, if you fat.
You get murdered in social media streets.
I think as well, it's just, if you have a problem with somebody calling you those things, then you need to look at yourself. You need to question yourself. Why do you have a problem? For example,
it should have nothing to do with
somebody calls you fat. If you know you are fat, then you're like, okay, and then? What are you going to tell me now that I'm human? Because everybody can see.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And also, if you're skinny, you'll be like, okay.
Yes.
And then, you know?
And then?
If you're honest with yourself.
What are you telling me that I don't know?
Mm.
And if it's something you know about yourself, why would you take offense to it? You know? Yes, I understand it's a derogatory term, but if you know yourself that you're not that thing, then that guy's just blowing gas in the air for no reason. You know, leave him to do that thing. But when you, the thing is, people are quick to react and not to respond. If you react, you're actually giving that
person power.
Fulfillment. And saying, yeah, exactly.
I got you, you cover.
I knew you feel that way.
I knew.
You cannot beat this.
You cannot beat this. Fucking heaven on earth, mate.
But if you just respond like, okay, and then? And your mum. Chances are he's going to be like, okay. He tried it maybe in some places in Johannesburg, and he was like, the people there might have just been responding like, you just talking shit. He went all the way overseas, put it on social media. I'm like, I'm going to get the ones that are actually taking offense to it. And then boom.
Yeah.
The whole world.
So are there any, you know, the saying, sticks and stones may break my bones. But words will never hurt me. Are there any words or terms that you could get hurt by?
I'm pregnant. Right now, not in the future, obviously, but you get what I'm saying. You hurt me, baby. No, but if we're being for real about this whole situation, I think, I'm trying to find one, and it's quite hard.
No, no. What I'm saying is that I think there's a difference between a personal attack.
Yeah.
And saying something like nigger, bitch, dick, whatever these words are. I can't even think of one as well, because there's no, like, if you attack me personally, hey dog, I know your mom's, she's a bitch. She, you know, maybe if you're talking about my mom's and you're like, yeah, she gave you up to live with your dad.
But that's the thing. Yeah. But that's the thing. Even back in high school, all right, maybe let me say for myself, instead of generalizing saying everybody, I had a general understanding of when somebody had intent, a malicious intent with saying yo mama, and when one of my niggas was just playing, you know, I could differentiate between, okay, that guy, you deserve to get your ass beat right now, and okay, then yo mama, when she walks past the TV, I miss the whole year's season of Generations, the Legacy type shit, you know.
There's a big difference between a blanket statement like saying not one kaffa in sight, and directly attacking you personally, that's when I'll take offense. I'm not saying I don't get touched by things, but I don't get touched by broad statements. And there's another thing, but I think we're also moving past it as well, because we went through a big hoorah about words you can and cannot say, but I think people are moving on from it. People are starting to realize that, oh shit, the world really is real and it is rough. So if somebody calls me a bitch, I'm not going to trip out, because there are bitches out here. And it's not only women who are bitches. I know bitch niggas.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, those two words together are a combination of derogatory terms that mean something that we all know exists.
That's the specific word you get, bitch ass.
Nigga. Yo, all three.
Those are the words, bro.
Bitch ass niggas. Yeah, exactly. So there's a difference between a personal attack and a broad statement, a blanket statement. And the blanket statements are the ones that I'm not going to go tweet about. In fact, the personal ones I'm not going to tweet about either, but you might catch a solo. You know, you might catch a right hook. But I'm not going to be enticed into what you want me to feel by your blanket statement. You know? But I still do think that as comedians and as people in general, we've kind of blocked ourselves to have to be in this space where if you don't think like this square, you are outside of it. You're going to be ostracized. And I think that's something we need to start reconsidering and letting people voice their opinions.
Because then, can I tell you what's going to start happening?
What?
You see, in the corporate world and in the schooling system that we have now, you take a human, formless, shapeless, with no boundaries, and you square him up. Boom, boom, boom. And now he's a cube. And we've got so many cubes out here. And everybody's the same. And the only people who are still formless, shapeless, and not bound by anything are the creatives. Now, if you want to take that same mentality that you applied in the corporate and the schooling system and whatever's fucked up in this world and apply it to the creatives now, you're going to force or push them in a direction where they're all the same as well.
Yeah, and that's what we've been taught. That's what school is. Wear uniform. You guys need to all look the same.
Exactly.
Here are your classes. You guys need to all think the same. You know, we've been put in positions where we're living in an idea of another man's mind. You know, it's probably a white guy. We're living in his idea of what it means to be human, when you yourself personally can feel your voice. You can hear your voice. And I'd like to urge anybody who's listening to take a beat when anything happens and think about how you really feel. Not how you're supposed to feel, not how other people feel. How does it make you feel inside? Ngaphakathi wena uyi-one. What does it do to you? And from there, create your reaction. You know, take a step back, because peer pressure is real.
Yeah, no, and people don't realize that. Because the thing is, as well, since misery loves comfort, and people come to you with loaded questions and make you of the certain opinion before you even before the question is even finished being answered. For example, does this dress make me look fat? You know,
That's so loaded.
Like,
why don't you just say, how does this make me look?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's stuff like that. You're leading them to that certain direction.
It's like Google.
You know?
It's in fact the whole light
predictive
and dark thing.
Text.
Yeah, you can, if I wanna Google, if I think John Mayer's a dick, I can Google, is John Mayer a dick?
And
a whole lot of responses about John Mayer being a dick will come up.
It'll bring,
but I'll be like, is John Mayer a legend? A whole response about John Mayer being a legend will come up. You know? So, like we said, it's what you choose to see that makes the difference. Yeah. We'll be right back, yo.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Mac Miller, thoughts from a balcony. These are thoughts from the Cliff Central building. You're hanging out with Mark and Julian, Rebus with Cecilia. And the topic for today, did I offend you? Do we really have freedom of speech? Because these days it seems like a farce. Anything you say can get you into hot water and then you are out of the game. Out of the game. But I'd like to say, fuck you. I hope you get offended by that. And I hope you're touched, because does it really mean anything to you? Do I even know you? No, I don't. Exactly. Hey, Jack. Anyway, it's been a dope-ass topic so far. I think the conclusion is take a minute to think about how you really feel about things before you react, because most people, they just talk just to talk.
Why are you always lying? Why are you always lying? Oh my gosh. Stop fucking lying.
Stop fucking lying. You're not offended, bitch. All right.
What a way to turn it all the way up.
Yeah. You know how we do. We tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but. We go all the way. And speaking of telling the truth, the whole truth and nothing but, we are going to go into the news stories that have caught our attention over the last week. And man, you know what it's like in South Africa. There's always some spice. There's always something to talk about. And here we go.
One more penny. Add it again. Read about it. Extra! Please grab young Fallon! Extra! Extra!
We all about it!
Life story of Playboy Penny! Extra! 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 Read all about it!
And also, before we get into the news, I think some of the greatest people in the world have been the ones who don't give a fuck about what people think.
Exactly, like Mac Miller. I give a fuck less and less
every day.
The more you give a fuck, I guess the less you make money.
Yeah. So if you want money, stop giving a fuck. Okay, but anyway, into the news stories that have caught our attention over the last week. The first one is that it's now official that Mnangagwa is the Zim president. I know he did get elected, but, you know, there was beefs. People were like, nah. These elections were fraudulent. Let's take these people to court. But eventually Mnangagwa came out victorious. So now Zimbabwe has their first officially democratically elected president, which is cool business. And then another thing, I don't know what's happening in South Africa, but there are a lot of people currently visiting us. Theresa May, first and foremost, came to see our good old Cyril Ramaphosa. She's doing a groove. I don't know how I feel about Theresa May, honestly. She seems like she rules with her iron fist, similar to Margaret Thatcher. But I don't think she's a friend of ours. You know, she's probably not about Brexit as well. Trump as well. Oh, we'll get to that. Trump as well. He's tuning us about land expropriation. Bro, this guy wanted to build a wall. How dare he talk about what we want to do with our land? You literally wanted to build a ridiculous wall. What do you know about landscaping plans? You know what I'm saying? Donald Trump, out of all people, telling me what to do with my life. Fuck out of here, bro. And then also somebody else who's visited us recently is Brooke Logan from, Days of Our Lives. No, Bold and the Beautiful. Which one is it? Bold and the Beautiful. Yes. That's the one. You know Brooke Logan?
Yes.
The one who hooked up with Ivayana Hood. Hood,
Hood. Yeah, no, but she's a professional.
Professional. Professional.
You know, like she'll clean your whole family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From your, you know, that's not even, what does she do this
It's
time?
A job. No, she just came to South Africa. She was on fucking Mhlobo Wenene FM. I hope they didn't pay her.
Did she get the African experience?
Of course, she was also grooving, dancing. These white people, Theresa May comes here just to dance. Brooke Logan is also coming to dance. They think that's all we do. It's because they see us protest on their news overseas. And even our protests have rhythm. No, so they're
it's,
like...
It's because Sierra was leveling up here in Cape Town. Didn't you see a level up video?
Uh-uh.
On some... I'm like, check the location. Did that thing say Cape Town? I was like, yo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she was getting her hair braided by a South African. I did see that on social media.
Hey, you know, the government must actually release the revenue made for tourism.
Yeah,
because I think
yeah,
that's some malgwaps.
That's some cash money. Issa Rae is also on her way to South Africa.
And the more these people come through, the more it attracts the rest of the world to, hey, okay, I guess it's safe now. We can go to South Africa.
Dude, but honestly speaking, there's something in our water. This place is fantastic.
It's the West guys.
Yeah. they've heard of our name. They're like, no, we gotta go check this shit out. But I genuinely do believe that when they come here, they're like, whoa, this place ain't half bad as what I see in the news. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's Catherine Kelly. That's her real name. But yeah, I don't know. I want to know if she's coming here for the full African experience. I don't know if she's married. Let's check her out. Because, I mean, is she a method actor? You know, is she a slut in real life in order to be a slut on TV? Because, you know, you got to practice. Some people use method acting. You know?
Hey, maybe she's had experience in the past. Okay?
She must come through to the Cliff Central building. I don't know why Gareth didn't organize. Organize, boy, organize. Let's see. And then you say what's up to a worst guy. Buddha Macy fell in love with the nigga. It's not Buddha Macy, now it's...
But in the beautiful
Macy fell in love with a nigga. You were safe in the with the nigga.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you guys to see that video. Hey, but I say too much.
Don't get offended. Don't get offended. They really do love
niggas. They do. Low key though. Shh. Don't tell your mama.
She might love the worst guys.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, she's out here. And then another story which really fascinated me and I'm actually quite excited about is Louis C.K. is back to doing stand-up comedy. Batman on the run. Hey. Batman on the loose. And this story for me is a positive one. Because for me, it tells me you can make a comeback.
No.
From anything.
No, don't be fooled. Not everybody can make a comeback.
All right, so why do you think he can and not everybody can't?
Or because some people are chosen and some people choose to this life, you know?
Yeah. Okay, but I'm just happy that he's actually doing stand-up because the reason why is after his whole debacle is that I felt like we lost the Michael Jackson of comedy. You know, not even Michael Jackson, but he's of our time, outside of Dave Chappelle. I think him and Dave Chappelle are on a similar level. I don't want to say the same. I don't even know who to say is better. Some people will kill me for saying Louis C.K. is on the same level as Dave Chappelle. But I really do think he gave insights that nobody was willing to say. And you see, he's one of those people. He's one of the only white comedians I know who says the word nigger on stage. But you can see that it doesn't come from a place of hatred. You know, I don't think Louis C.K. is a racist. Maybe he is because, you know, you never know what white people are thinking these days. You cannot beat this. That's going to be a callback for eternity. You cannot beat this. But I don't get offended by it because of the way he's delivered it. And there's something about being able to say that thing. Without getting shot down.
Just doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck. But there's something enticing about that because a lot of the reason why we follow social justice warriors and we feel like we have to comment the way they do is because we're afraid of how we really feel about things and we're afraid of being ostracized. You know, so that's a serious problem. But anyway, I'm glad to see that he's doing stand-up comedy. I don't think he's recorded anything, but he was in New York. So yeah, Louis C.K. is back to doing stand-up comedy, and I can't wait to see the next one. Mm-hmm. I won't even lie. I'm going to watch that thing, and I'm going to laugh my ass off. I'm going to lmao so hard. All right, and what else is happening? Okay, seems like we're good. Water restrictions to be lowered when Cape Town dam levels reach 85%. Still believe there's somebody pulling the strings there. Play, monkey, play. Making us feel stupid.
Go stupid.
Yeah. Nothing else. The state inquiry, the state catch inquiry is still going on, which is good. People are being interrogated for their actions in state capture, which is really, really dope. And then the other one is the SARS inquiry as well, that is taking place, which is dope. Then one more thing. I don't know. We just got to do some light news. Kanye West gifts a neon green Mercedes-Benz to Kim. Who do you think makes more money between Kim and Kanye? Should we Google that quickly? But from like the top of your head, if you were to guess.
Oh. I want to say Kanye, but... That's a bit of a risk as well, because Kim comes from Kardashian. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if we had to take individual capacity, not what she's done with her family, what she's done on her Ace, like the emojis and all of that gag and the makeup. Don't come tell me about the Kardashian show, because that revenue is split between all of you. So chill. I bet, the streaming of her sex tape also got gang hits. And, you know, when you get views, you get paid.
Yeah.
So that as well. But, like, I generally think Kanye West is that...
More.
Yeah.
I'll give you the answer now. I just got it. Okay. So Kanye West's net worth has been the subject of discussion in recent years, especially so after he declared he was $53 million in debt in 2016. But in 2018, it seems his net worth is flying, largely thanks to a mega bucks deal with Adidas for his Yeezy line. Dope. Kanye's net worth is estimated at being $145 million. While that would be enough to keep him and his wife Kim very comfortable indeed, she has her own huge fortune, which eclipses Kanye's, predicted at being $150 million. Nah,
but okay, that's cool. A lot, but like when you playing their kind of games,
yeah, it's not much.
A million quick in a month, they could flip it.
Yeah, but this is dope, because the difference between Jay-Z and Beyonce is outrageous. Jay-Z's net worth is $900 million, while Beyonce is like 325. Which is a lot, but, you know, niggas will just marry anyone these days, you know? That disparity for me is, like, heavy. Although they're both rich, she still has to ask for money for Mercedes-Benz. Yeah. Alright, anyway, what I want to know out of this conversation from you is, how do you feel about money with your woman or with a spouse? Do you think you should borrow, or do you think it's, I don't know if it's against toxic masculinity, but...
Hey, I'm a moist nigga.
Let me say something. No, but I mean, like, do you borrow money from your woman? Would you, does she also have a financial responsibility in the relationship?
It's whatever we want it to be.
Yeah.
Dude, I swallow that pill called pride way back in life.
Mm.
So if I'm in need... Hey, God said, ask and thou shalt receive. So I ask and I fucking receive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, more than that, she's your friend.
Exactly. Yeah. If I don't ask you, who am I supposed to ask? The hoes. No.
And then you're going to, hoes on hoes.
You see, you're going to get me in trouble, nigga. Hey, you're going to get me in trouble.
Oh, we had such a crazy event. It was incredible. On Saturday. Hey. Oh, let's not talk about it.
No, let's not have a repeat of what happened last Saturday. If you weren't there, honestly speaking, though, when you were going to mention it, but honestly speaking, there's no way I could relay to you verbally how the experience was. You genuinely had to be there.
Mm. For me, it was just an insight into the industry and what it is that we're about to go into, man. There are people showing things out here. Showing, they're going twerking, they're going mad, boy.
You see, you are just making Marlar a living hell.
Hey, kiss funny, boy.
You see,
that's,
I can already
job.
See my phone vibrating here. Let me just
what do you do if They say, okay, we had a strip club, we had teasers, we need the worst guys to host it. We heard you guys can do anything because y'all are the worst. Nobody else wants to take the job because they think it'll ruin their reputation. Are you guys keen to do it? It's at teasers, though, but we'll pay you 10K. Are you mising?
Ah, man, like, it's not at 10K. I'm
and then you're going to give your girl something nice. Be like, yeah. But that's what I was also saying. Like, I think the further you go, the richer you get, the more you can do those things. Because you're like, do you want this nice house? Do you want this nice car? Then I'm going to have to do teasers gigs, boy, because they're paying the real money. They pay the real money. Anyway, that's the news wrap up for today. Our thoughts on what is cracking in our society right now. You've been hanging out with the worst guys. We've been chatting about whether or not freedom of speech is a real thing. Did I offend you, mate? Did I offend you? And the answer is no. I hope not. Shame. I don't want you guys to feel like shit. I really don't want people to get offended and to be like, oh, Mark's a dick. But yeah, if that's what you want, I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? All right. Now we're going to go out to the favorite part of our show. It's called The Worst Guy Cypher. We do this every week. We do a song on the spot, made up by our own brains, guys. Can you believe? And this is what we've got today. Oh, we're getting smooth and sultry on this Wednesday morning at Cliff Central.
Sorry that you seem so offended. Sorry that I seem so offensive. Sorry, sorry, sorry that you seem so offended. Sorry that I seem so offended. Sorry, sorry, sorry that you seem so offended. Sorry that I seem so offensive. Sorry, sorry, sorry that you seem so offended. Sorry that I seem so offensive. Sorry, sorry,
sorry, sorry, but not really sorry.
Sorry.
Because I'm doing what I do without no worry. Sorry. I don't think about you when I'm talking my shit. I just talk about what I'm feeling in my dick, in my heart, in my clit, in my shit. I don't give a fuck about it. I will never quit because I am who I am. I don't get my plans from other people. These other people called stans. I hope I get stans. I hope I get fans. I hope you see my plans. I hope you see that the vision ain't about hurting nobody. It's about me being free. It's about you to be. So I hope you listening to me when I say this shit. It's not about you, dog. It's about saying this shit that's real in this life. I mean, we all got strife. So let me tell my wife that she got time to go and do what she wants. I mean, she doesn't have to be this bitch, but she does sometimes, and I will call her out for it. This is my shit. This is my life, and I may never, never quit.
Sorry that you seem so offended. Sorry, sorry, sorry that I seem so offensive. Sorry that you seem so offended. Sorry, sorry, sorry that I seem so offensive. Sorry that you seem so offended. Sorry, sorry, sorry that I seem so offensive. Sorry that you seem so offended. Sorry, sorry, sorry that I seem so offensive. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry that you crying to your mommy. I'm sorry that I bullied your ass on the yard, and now you're going back, and you are not coming back with a clap back to me, because you can't handle the truth. You see, you'd rather run around with the fake people and the people that wanna be dreaming about everybody being equal, but not putting in any action. You just wanna be sitting back, fucking relaxing, while I'm here to spit the truth in the fucking booth. Me and my homie coming with the real recruits, with the real future, with the real leaders. Everybody please just believe us like Jesus. We getting all the hate, but we can't relate. We're trying to kill the fate. I said sorry that you seem so offended. Sorry, sorry, sorry that you seem so offensive. Sorry that I seem so offensive. Sorry, sorry, sorry that you seem so offended.
Are you offended?
Hell no.
What I say, dude?
Hey, never that, my bro.
I mean, I'm just talking what I feel, you see. But all these other fucking G's, they wanna tell me sorry.
Hey, if I call you a nigga, will you pull the trigger?
Nah, I ain't touched, cause me, I got the gun.
If I call you a bitch, nigga, will you pull the trigger?
No, I won't, because I know I'm a man, and then I understand.
If I call you a black nigga, will you pull the trigger?
No, man, that's what I am, so here I stand.
If I call you a skinny nigga, will you pull the trigger?
No, bitch, cause I'm working in the gym, getting bigger.
I said, sorry sorry that you seem so offended. Sorry, sorry, sorry that I seem so offensive. Sorry that you seem so offended. Sorry, sorry, sorry that I seem so offensive. Sorry that you seem so offended. Sorry, sorry, sorry that I seem so offensive. Sorry that you seem so offended. Sorry, sorry, sorry that I seem so offensive.
I'm not sorry.
Offensive.
I'm not sorry.
I'm sorry, no, no.
I'm not sorry.
I'm sorry, no. No.
I'm not, I'm not, I'm not, I'm not sorry.
No, and no,
I'm not sorry.
No, no,
I'm not sorry.
No,
I said I'm not sorry. Sorry, sorry, sorry.
Sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Sorry.
Say I'm not sorry. I'm not
sorry that you seem so offended. Sorry that I seem so offensive. Sorry, sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Sorry,
sorry. I'm not sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm not sorry.
You can blame it on me. I can blame it on you.
I'm not sorry.
You can blame it on anyone you want to.
I'm not sorry.
Because you seem so offended.
I'm not sorry.
And I be so offensive.
I'm not sorry.
So you can keep on defending the fake. And I'm not trying to
sorry,
be friends with
sorry,
them.
Sorry.
This is CliffCentral.com.